anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she will put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat, and Lick and Lap is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will do anything for. I guarantee it. And you can find Lick and Lap at Vitacraft.us. You can also find it in pet stores, and you can find it at Walmart.com. And don't forget Good Pets Foods, natural supplements for your dogs. These are supplements and treats that your dogs will love. And if you enter the promo code PETS, you can save 10% at goodpetsfoods.com. So check them out. Don't forget you can check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. At Talkin' Pets Radio. But give us a call at 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And if you're listening to the music, that is one of the songs from
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Huh? You said it three times.
Well, we all said it once each. So
we have a theory, me and Danny, my husband. Does this Beetlejuice indicate that there will now be a third? Beetlejuice.
I'll fill you in on that one in a second. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were
somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies. We're going to the movies.
popcorn, candy, soda, Noda. I love these things truly.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend that you may want to check out, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Still holding on.
6 weeks in the theaters, and it has made domestically $609 million. Do you think there's going to be another one? I would say yes, considering it's made well over $1 billion worldwide. Well over. And it's actually pretty good. Now, there are animals in this movie. There is one scene with the ugliest dog in the world, and I'm not calling it that. It actually won that title, and it does actually become very close with Deadpool. So, I'll leave
it
at that.
What's that mean?
You haven't seen it?
No.
Do you like those movies?
I haven't watched any of them.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay. Pretty crazy.
You should watch the other two first, though.
The dog and Deadpool have a good time. Alien.
That sounds crazy.
Alien Romulus. It made $94 million in 3 weeks, which I'm kind of surprised because I am and I'm not, because there hasn't been an Alien movie in a little while. And the thing is that even when I went to go see it at the theater, I didn't screen it. I actually went to go see it. And the kids that were surrounding me, I was like, so are you really familiar with the Alien movies and dot, dot, dot? And some of them really weren't. Like,
well, yeah,
they've seen one or two.
Like in the 90s, right?
Well, I mean, originally, I think it came out before then, maybe. Maybe. No, maybe it was in the 90s.
No, yeah.
But there's been, the franchise has continued on and on. And this is where they're trying to kind of bring it to life again and trying to move it forward. And it is tied into the very first Alien
movies. Scared me. I've not watched any of those since I was in a... since I became an adult.
The original Alien came out in 1979.
Oh.
Wow.
So, not the 90s.
Well, the first one I saw was in the 90s.
I didn't think the original was that old, but it's still great.
And then, like, Alien vs. Predator, that one scared the crap out of me.
That one came out in 2004.
There's been tons of them. But Alien Romulus, $94 million, which isn't bad, but it could do much better. I'm surprised it hasn't, because it's actually pretty good. Number three, Twisters, still doing well, $263 million, and that's been out for 7 weeks, so that's not too bad. Of course, it's about twisters and tornadoes and people being unprepared, or some people being prepared, and also with their pets being prepared or unprepared is in this movie as well, so you'll see it all. Dogs, cats, so on and so forth. Reagan, I did not get to screen that one. It made $15 million in its opening weekend, which isn't bad, actually. And number five, which I thought was a good movie as well, It Ends With Us, $139 million in 4 weeks. So that's a pretty good take for a romance, abusive kind of movie, you might
rom-com.
Say. Rom-com? Well, rom-com, but...
kind of a drama, too. Mm. Right?
Yeah, it's a rom-com that kind of goes bad, you might say.
Rom-drom?
Yeah, there we go.
I would go
with
that.
Yeah, rom-com.
But I did get to screen Beetlejuice. And by the way, I would recommend watching the first one before you watch this one, but you don't necessarily have to, but it makes more sense if you do.
Well, yeah, it's a sequel.
Yeah, and it's good. And I won't say that I laughed out loud, because I didn't, but I found the movie to be very fun. I didn't. But
did other people?
Yeah, some people did. But it was fun. It's a fun movie, and that seems to be the word for that film. Are there animals in it? Yes. I don't really know what some of them were. Some kind of a snake.
Sandworm.
Yeah, the sandworm. Looked like
a
snake.
It's a monster.
Yeah, so, well, it's still like a snake worm or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But there's other things, like creepy-looking half-human, half-animal things in there, too. But that's the dead people. But it's fun movie, really. I mean, that's the word for it. It's a very fun movie. It should do very well. And
it's Tim
yes,
Burton. So.
I'd be shocked if they don't bring out another one.
Did he
one.
Make the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tim Burton's a very
that's
dark director.
That's why it's weird.
Yeah.
All his stuff is weird.
Yeah. I want to see that one. Why didn't you invite me to see that with you, John?
Oh, I already got picked.
He had a whole list of people.
Yes. My friend April was like, if you don't take me, I'm going to kill you. So
what? I'm not going to be your friend anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. And I guess that it was good. I mean, the movie theater was packed. It was good. And I highly recommend going to see it. Because it is, that's the word. It's a fun movie.
It's good for Halloween.
It is. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We are open to your training questions and your behavior questions. But if you want to read my reviews, I also talk about, you know, how the animals are in it or what animals are in it and how they're treated. AHA is part of all movies, the Animal Humane Association, so they're always watched out for. But you can check out my reviews on our website, which is TalkinPets.com. TalkinPets.com. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401.
Ayo! What was that? Oh.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Path here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Residents in several southern New Jersey towns reported detecting various foul smells on Tuesday night, though the cause may have been linked to routine mosquito spraying in a neighboring county. Some residents said on social media the smell was chemical-like, while others said the scent was citrus in nature, and others across the Delaware River in Philadelphia complained their neighborhood smelt like cat urine. Some posted photos of a plane flying low and spraying chemicals as the possible culprit. A foul odor has been reported in areas of Clempton and the surrounding communities. It is confirmed that the odor is traveling from Hampton, Atlantic City. A short time ago, officials conducted mosquito spraying like we do in our areas as well. Please know that although the odor is foul, it is deemed safe at this time. Atlantic City officials said aerial spraying was conducted in Hampton from 6 to 9 p.m. using Fafrin as part of an ongoing effort to control the area's mosquito population, but there was nothing unusual about the flight. We were inundated with calls about the odor last night, which originated in Hampton, and called to direct all calls and questions in regard to upcoming mosquito spraying to the Camden County Mosquito Control Commission, Winslow Police said. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets. I'm Lexi Adams.
Too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell. The smell of death around you.
And I'll tell you, the worst smell in the world that I think is cat urine.
Yeah.
That mosquito spray, though, they do it around at my house, and it does stink really bad.
Really?
Well,
it smells really bad. You know that it's, like, you can hear it coming, goes, so you know that it's coming, and you can see the chemicals coming out of the car, and it stinks. Like, it does not smell good.
They spread it from, like an aerial?
No, it's a car. It's, like, a big truck, and it has a pump on the top.
Is it toxic to animals?
Supposedly,
they've done it for years.
Wait,
that doesn't mean it's not toxic.
Supposedly, it's not toxic to animals, but whenever they spray in my neighborhood, in my area, now I have to cover my fish ponds because the first time they sprayed, and hopefully I'm home, all my fish died in my ponds.
Oh, no.
So, and you know, if my fish are dying because it lands in the water,
yeah,
you kind of wonder about the toxicity of it to humans. But I guess they say, quote unquote, when they spray like that, it's the amount of it is not enough to cause any
harm. Yeah, but a smaller animal, like a cat
or a
dog licking its paw after it walks on the sidewalk or something or gets on the grass, that's concerning.
Well, that's another thing, too, is that, you know, since you brought that subject up, that is true because cats and dogs are always going to groom themselves, but that's the same thing with people's yards. You know, if your dog or your cat runs into someone's yard and they're outside and say they're using chemicals on their yard for weed killers or whatever it may be, big point. Because your cat or your dog's going to be walking in that grass and then they're going to groom themselves like they always do. And then they're kind of like ingesting that poison.
I always tell people, like if I'm training a dog and we're walking around their neighborhood and I see the signs in somebody's yard that says that it was just treated, you know, I'm reeling the dog in. I've had some people say, oh, no, it's fine. I let them go on there all the time after they've treated. Well, it says keep the pets off for a reason. That means it's not safe.
Right.
So, you know, you've got to exercise caution.
Well, you got to wonder sometimes, I mean, with some of the chemicals and everything that we use. I mean, here we are using them for years, and even on our pets, And then 20 years down the road,
that one weed killer spray, I won't say the name.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
A lot of people, it's a big court case now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're right about that. So, I mean, they find out years, years on years later.
Because it takes a long time for cancer to manifest.
Well, exactly. It's even cigarettes. Cigarettes weren't that bad. And then all of a sudden you found out that they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember when...
And they're bad.
When I was a kid, you would go into McDonald's and there's ashtrays on the table.
Smoking or non-smoking.
All the birthday party pictures we have, there's
smoke
people
on
smoking
planes.
Right next to the kids.
Remember, I used to smoke on planes.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember that.
I don't remember the planes, but I do remember restaurants.
I think I'm showing my age for sure now. but the thing is, too, and that's been that's been a question that's come up on the show, mm-hmm. is that people who smoke at home and they have pets, that's secondhand smoke for your dogs and cats.
Yep.
And it's worse for them, because that smoke and that nicotine and everything,
it's worse
if
for
you
people,
have carpeting in the house... That guy, when that smoke settles and goes into the carpeting, that's what your cats and your dogs are
ingesting
low.
It.
Right, and they're low to the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So they're constantly sniffing that and, breathing it in. So it's secondhand smoke, which is not good for your pets either.
Nope.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, back in the day, high schools used to have smoke breaks for the kids, right? In the 70s or
60s? Why are you looking at me, John?
Where I went to school, one of my teachers told me that they did. And, you had to go out this one door and, you could smoke. Maybe that was just in the country.
I don't know. I remember there were smoke areas, I guess, where kids would go out and smoke.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they were actually official smoke breaks. But
now you got to be 21 to even buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy.
Well, who wants to buy cigarettes anyway? For the first part, they're expensive. You could buy a car in a year after you buy cigarettes these days.
I had these one people. I would ask people why they named their dog what they named it, as an introduction.
Did they name it Cigarette?
They named him Winston.
Oh.
And I was like, where'd you get Winston's name from? And they were like, well, the lady and her husband made a pact that they were going to quit smoking together. And they were going to put away the amount of money that they spent every week on cigarettes. They put it away and saved it, and that's the money they used to purchase the dog.
Ah, how much was the dog?
It was a West Highland Terrier, and they,
it was
expensive.
Probably a show dog.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah. I mean, you go to a breeder, and you want
I know. My dog was expensive.
Yeah, if you want a dog.
Oh, yeah,
if you
corgi.
Want a,
my corgi. You still have Richard?
Yeah, I do. We get along now. We get along okay. a lot better.
Yeah, actually, Lexi and Richard, her dog, are getting along much better now.
He really is a good dog. He just has some behavioral issues that drive me absolutely insane, but we've come to... He got constipated, and I thought he was going to die, and I got really, really nervous, and that's when I realized. I was like, okay, I actually do love him and care about him. I don't actually want
that's
him
so
to
good
die.
To hear.
I don't actually want him to die.
Hey, by the way, give us a call, 818-818-6401. And we want to talk about your pets. We're open to your comments, your questions, your stories, and, of course, your behavior questions and your training questions. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Hi, I'm Billy Baldwin.
And I'm China Phillips.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
Right on.
Dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm. It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio4. Again, that's promo code Radio4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body?
Greska's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Greska's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Greska's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Page. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. From time to time, Hollywood's finest stop by Talking Pets to talk with us and you about our pets and animals. And with so many big stars coming on Talking Pets, John Patch is never starstruck. Okay, maybe never is too strong a word.
We want to welcome on the Talking Pets, Miss Betty White. Hey, Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, John.
You know, it is always an honor. It's always a pleasure. I love you.
Oh, John, I don't have to believe that, but oh, it sounds good. Thank you.
It's the truth. I love you. I mean, I really, really do love you. Betty, I mean, it's just, I'm not saying this to say it. I mean, I don't say those things. You really are the nicest person in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you make my life complete by just being a friend of yours and knowing you. Will you marry me?
Of course. I don't mean to be hard to get. Of course. It all came as a delicious surprise. If we do get married, John, we have to move into the zoo.
I'm fine with that.
It'll be a simple ceremony, but an exotic one.
We'll have our guests will be an orangutan and an elephant.
And I have a few other friends that I'll surprise you with.
But, okay, now if we have to pick a certain species, Betty, at the LA Zoo, who do we move in with?
Well, Bruno and I have sort of a...
Are you cheating on me already?
Yes, yes.
Betty, I can't believe it.
He's about a 400-pound orangutan, and he and I have a very special relationship.
Oh, no. Is another big celebrity marriage going down the tube? Even before it made the National Enquirer? Let's see how this one turns out.
Love and marriage. They go together like a horse and carriage.
Betty White. She's my new wife.
I should get a stunt check.
Ooh, stunt check. She does know John well. Maybe better luck next time.
That was Ms. Betty White. You know her, like I said, from the Golden Girls. Also from Morris Animal Foundation. If you'd like to help out Morris in behalf of Ms. Betty White, please check out their website at morrisanimalfoundation.org or give them a call at 1-800-243-2345.
Or you can find that info at talkinpets.com on the links page. T-A-L-K-I-N pets.com.
Well, that was kind of a thrill. That's never happened before.
We love you, Betty.
You can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Until next time, for Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Bob Page.
No, sir.
Hey, and don't forget, you can check out our website at talkinpets.com, T-A-L-K-I-N-pets.com, and you can see movie reviews on there. You can check out our news and check out all of us as well. But join our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio, and you could become part of our family at Talkin' Pets Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Monterey County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man after he allegedly began to fire multiple weapons and killed 81 animals during an approximate 3-hour period. The Sheriff's Office said they booked Vincent Joseph Arroyo, 39, of Salinas, into Monterey County Jail on suspicion of discharging a gun with gross negligence, illegally possessing an assault weapon, animal cruelty, vandalism, making threats, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. His bail was initially set at $50,000, but has since been increased to $1 million. These animals varied from miniature horses to goats and chickens and ducks and guinea pigs. We had cockatoos, different types of animals, said CMDR, Andy Rosas of the Monterey County Sheriff's Department. These were all people's pets, and they were being cared for, and they were all shot and killed. 8 firearms were discovered at the scene, and during a search warrant served as Arroyo's home, investigators found several more, bringing the total number of firearms seized to 15. Within those firearms, we had at least one assault rifle, and we had 2 unserialized firearms, commonly referred to as ghost guns, Rosa said. As the sheriff's office explained it, they began getting several calls about 3:30 a.m. about someone firing off a gun. When deputies got to the scene in Prunedale, the 16,000 block of Avery Lane, essentially a vineyard, it was covered in thick vegetation. Deputies said the gunfire didn't stop until they ordered a shelter in place for those living nearby. Deputies said they could hear various calibers of weapons being fired, and since it was dark that early in the morning, it made it very hard for them to immediately find who was behind the trigger, according to the sheriff's office. The sheriff called for help, including the Monterey County SWAT team, drones from the Seaside Fire Department, and the Gonzales Police Department. Authorities finally were able to spot Arroyo from a drone, and the SWAT team moved in with an armored vehicle, commanding him to stand down. They were able to arrest him without incident, the sheriff's office said. When they were finally able to secure the scene, deputies found about 80 miniature horses, goats, rabbits, guinea pigs, chickens, ducks, and other types of birds had been killed. The sheriff's office said some animals had survived, but were taken by the SPCA to be euthanized due to the severity of their injuries. Deputies also recovered multiple long rifles, shotguns, and handguns, including an illegal assault weapon. A motive for the shooting is not known and is part of an ongoing investigation. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Like me, go crazy, old people like you. Fool be people, daffy people, daffy people like me, go crazy over things you do.
When we are underneath the moon above, you've got me acting just like the loony, it must be love, we love.
Crazy people, crazy people like me, go crazy, old people like you.
Crazy, crazy, crazy people.
That guy is insane.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of those anymore. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you've got a behavior question or a training question. We want to talk with you. 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you know what animal makes this sound, you'll get a prize. And you could pick, Jasmine today picked the calendar of the day, which is the dog calendar, and it's a desk calendar. If you're watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, you can see it. It's pretty cool. It comes from pageaday.com, and if you want to order one, you can go on there and order it. But you can win it today. If you know the answer to this question on what animal makes this sound. Or you could go with a dog book, a cat book. We have a turtle pendant, which is actually jewelry. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles. We do have cat treats for your cats, Lick and Lap, which is phenomenal. And we also have purr sticks, and these are the treats that you can break off and give to your, they're moist treats for your cats.
It looks like beef jerky.
Yeah, pretty much. But they're moist, though. Beef jerky is not moist. We do have Good Pets Foods, Hip and Joint Plus, daily multivitamins, and daily probiotics. And these are supplement treats for your dogs. We'll send you all three of those. Or you can go with the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets, four different colors. And we do have a harness for your dog. It's a small, medium size, meaning 25 to 30 pound dog. Green and gray is the color, if you can identify this creature. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. 818-818-6401. What animal makes that sound? If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401. I will tell you, it's a member of the feline family. 818-818-6401. You can receive a gift if you know what it is.
Is it a baby?
Nope.
Sounds like a baby cat.
Nope. 818-818-6401. It's a big cat. Big cat.
But is that the sound of its baby?
Nope. It's not the baby.
It sounds like a baby crying.
That's the mama.
Oh, wait.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Talk with Sydney. She'll put you on the air with us. And if you're right, you can pick out your prize. 818-818-6401. So. I want to ask you, if you've got like a dog that is dealing with aggression... And let's go with food aggression.
Okay.
Aggression's probably different. There are different aggressions.
Right.
And they're probably one of the worst to deal with is when a dog has aggression. But say food aggression, and it starts out as a puppy, and you just adopted this puppy, or you went to the shelter or rescue and got one there. And every time you feed them, once the bowl is down on the floor and you reach for it, they growl at you, and you know how they growl and they turn their eyes, or they're like, I see that hand.
Yeah, they're communicating. They're saying, I'm not comfortable with... Yeah.
So. Right. So how would you nip that in the bud?
Stop feeding them from the bowl and only hand feed them.
Really?
Yeah. The food comes from me. If I'm not feeding you, you don't eat. So you wear a treat bag and you make them work for the food that they need to survive. By a lot of times people... They like to free feed their dogs, right? So if we always have food available for them in their bowl, they're more likely to resource guard.
Oh, I definitely don't do that. My dogs would get too fat. I'd get way too fat.
Corgis are foodies. So.
Oh my gosh, yeah. She'll go and eat Richard's food if he doesn't finish it.
But yeah,
and Richard is a mutt, right?
Richard is a mutt.
Okay. But mutt meaning that mixed breed. Just only, so people know we're not naming, we're not like being bullies.
Right. Well, I am bullying.
But only like you, I tell my clients to hand feed them. They have to work for all of the food they need to survive. So you're feeding them their dog food. You're not withholding food from them, but you're making them work for it. So we're eliminating the resource guarding from the food bowl.
So when would you eventually go back to the food bowl?
I would do a test with it. And so what I typically do is I'll start putting a little bit of food in the food bowl, have the dog on leash, and as they are eating, I take a really high value treat and toss it in the bowl while they're eating. So they view your presence while they're eating with gaining something, not losing anything.
Cool.
Yeah.
818-818-6401. We want to know, too, on playing that game, what animal is this? They've been known to be able to run at 60 miles per hour.
Oh, I know what it is.
I didn't know they sounded like that.
What is it? 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. You see it and you feel it. Spending and inflation are on the rise. The dollar is falling. Why are we borrowing and paying interest on our own money? Why haven't we eliminated the Fed? It's time to get real and bring back sound money. Don't be left behind when this economic bubble breaks. Protect your nest egg with physical gold and silver from Midas Gold Group. When the chaos of big government and big banks fail you, save your financial freedom and future with a call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. 855-322-4653. 855-322-GOLD or always at MidasGoldGroup.com. Don't wait for trouble. Protect yourself now with Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653. That's 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. It's gold you can hold.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
A beluga whale suspected of being a Russian spy found dead off the Norwegian coast was shot, and animal rights activists have claimed. The body of the otherwise healthy and relatively young animal, nicknamed Vladimir, was found floating in a bay off the country's southwestern coast. Animal rights groups said the whale was found with bullet wounds and had been shot in a heinous crime. We will pursue justice for Vladimir. One Whale founder, Regina Hong, vowed in a statement on social media. One Whale was founded to track the beluga, which rose to fame after being spotted in Norwegian waters 5 years ago. The pale whale was seen with a GoPro camera attached to a harness that read, "Equipment of St. Petersburg," sparking speculation that the curious mammal could be engaged in espionage. It became known locally as Vladimir, a pun on the Norwegian word of whale, Val, and Russian President Vladimir Putin's first name. Noah and One Whale said they had filed a complaint with Norwegian police asking them to open a criminal investigation. The injuries on the whale are alarming and a nature that cannot rule out a criminal act. It is shocking. But Marine Mind, the organization that discovered the body, said there was nothing to immediately reveal the cause of death. "We saw markings, but it's too early to say what the cause of death was." The body was transported to a nearby branch of the Norwegian Veterinary Institute for an autopsy. The report is expected within 3 weeks, a spokeswoman for the institute said. Now, with an estimated age of about 15, Vladimir was not old for a beluga whale, which can live up to about 60 years old. Police told local media they would look into the matter to determine whether there are reasonable motives to launch an investigation. Marine Mind and One Whale had been at odds over how to protect Vladimir from the perils he faced. One Whale had called for him to be transferred to the Barents Sea in northern Norway, a more natural habit for belugas, which would reduce the risk of ship collisions. But Marine Mind were against the idea, arguing that moving him could pose a danger to his life. Vladimir first approached Norwegian boats in April of 2019 near the island of Ingoya, about 415 kilometers from Murmansk, where Russia's northern fleet is based. The sighting attracted attention because belugas are rarely seen that far south of the high Arctic. Russia has a history of training marine mammals such as dolphins for military purposes, and the Barents Observer website has identified whale pens near naval bases in northwest area of Murmansk. Now, visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
She's a small white whale from the Arctic, wearing what looks like a smile. She swims in and out of our river and up the river a mile. Blowing plumes of water, raising her flag of a tail, I run to see her, my beluga whale. Beluga, beluga, my beluga whale.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. You know the weird part about this song? As it goes towards the end of this song, the beluga whale is shot. And they find the beluga with bullet wounds. Same as the story, which was really bizarre. But by the way, give us a call at 818-818-6401. Can you name this animal? What animal makes that sound? I did say they could run as fast as 60 miles per hour, which is fast.
I wanted to train them.
Really?
Yeah.
I pet one once. I was doing a show.
Is that the one that scared you?
Yeah. It was like when I first started in radio, I was doing a show at Chippy Hedren's house, her preserve out in California. And so you know her from Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds. And as we were sitting outside, we were doing the show outside, all of a sudden something licked my arm, and boy, did I get startled. Because it felt like sandpaper.
Right.
Which is a cat's tongue.
Uh-huh. But well, you just gave it.
But it was a. Well, I said it was a cat.
Okay.
But it was a big tongue, and when I looked, it was this creature.
And you were sitting down, like on the ground. Or
I was
something?
Like, I got a picnic table.
So it was face level with you. Almost.
Oh yeah, yeah. And nice. And then when I got startled on the air, Tippy was like, "Don't worry, she's fine."
You Did know, she like, say don't make any fast movements?
No, I mean, Sabira, she had passed away now, but Sabira was her name. She was born with three legs.
Aww.
And just beautiful cat.
Aww.
Big cat. So we're looking for the answer to what makes this sound, and it's that same cat. That's what they sound like. 818-818-6401. Big shout out again, KCBQ in San Diego, California. Welcome to the program, AM 1170 and FM 96.1. A shout out to Steve and the gang there. KWRO in Coos Bay, Oregon, AM 630 and 101.1 FM. Hey, Mike, give us a call, 818-818-6401. Jasmine's favorite man is calling us. And I think Martin in New York. Hey, Martin, you think you know what cat that is? What do you think?
Yeah, a cheetah.
A cheetah?
Yeah.
Yay! Good job.
Congratulations. So what do you think, Martin? Do you want to go with? We've got a couple of things. We have the calendars. We have the cat treats. We have dog books. We have cat books. I got the collapsible water bowl for dogs or cats. And I've got Good Pets Foods, hip and joint for dogs. These are supplement treats. And also the daily multivitamin and the daily probiotic for you to try.
I'll take the multivitamins.
Got them coming out to you.
Awesome.
Good Pets Foods, and we'll send those out to you. You'll get all three to try them out. And stay on the line so we can get your information. And, Martin, thanks for calling.
Thanks for playing along.
Thanks, Martin. Once again, this is Talking Pets. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. If you're looking to adopt a pet, go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. From myself, John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Lexi Adams.
This is Talking Pets.
But how strange the change. From major to minor, every time we say goodbye. The
views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.